can see from the sign behind us, we're at Dry 17 with Jeff Schutt. How are you, Jeff?
Doing great. Thanks for having me here today.
You're very welcome. Hey, you are presenting here. What's the topic that you're presenting today?
We're actually doing a couple topics today. Really, the things that we're focusing on this week are a message about how credit unions can improve their digital marketing strategy, be much more personalized with members, as well as we're talking about how credit unions can leverage strategies to ease communications with members.
Okay.
So talking about things like text messaging and chat messaging and other ways that credit unions can meet the member wherever they are, whenever they are.
This is old school, new school, okay?
Now I'm
thinking about, a credit union established marketer, somebody like myself, is like, text message? What? How do you get past this? What are the challenges here? Are there?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of challenges when you talk about doing text messaging with members. One, most credit unions aren't used to being able to provide 24-hour communication to their members.
Yeah, right.
Culturally, that's not something we've been up against.
Right,
but
right.
Specifically, for instance, like in the mortgage space, people are used to working with their mortgage brokers, and those guys are texting them at midnight. And so as a credit union, one of the things that we have to think about is how are we going to create the type of culture environment that we're used to? And something that's ultimately great for our employees and for our members, but meet those challenges of things that people are innovating on in the marketing place. So one of the ways that we're dealing with that is by working with credit unions to create applications that allow them to do routing of text messages. So they can work directly with a loan officer and communicate back and forth while they're in the middle of a loan, but then after hours, the text message can be routed to a call center where somebody can triage the initial question, and then if necessary, reach out to the loan officer for additional details.
Because that's what I was thinking about. All right, how are we going to create a 24-hour 365 experience for the member here, which would be awesome for the member,
but hard on the credit union,
right?
Resource savvy and the average size of most credit unions, but very important. You go back again to the mortgage space when it comes to building trust with real estate agents, which is very important now that we're in a purchase real estate market. They're used to having their golfing buddy that they can just text message at 2 a.m. if they need to, because somebody found their dream house on a Saturday night and they need to put the offer in first thing next morning. So figuring out ways as credit unions that we can compete with that but still create the right type of culture environment for our employees and for our members.
So why is this digitization so important now as opposed to 5 years ago? Or is it because things are moving so fast now? Or what's the importance here right now?
I think it's a couple different things. Okay. So one, a lot of it is about reducing costs and maintaining our edge as credit unions. So a survey was just recently completed at the end of 2016. The average cost to complete the origination of a mortgage now is at $7,500. And the average credit union only closes 40% of the mortgages for folks that apply and are actually approved by that credit union. So there's a huge amount of money that we're spending to get people through this process, but then we're not actually ended up closing the deal. So one, it's a cost issue. Two, it absolutely is what younger members and especially first-time homebuyers are looking for. And as we're moving into a purchase market, we know it's been coming for a long point in time. We're there and we know we're going to be here for quite some period of time. It's really important that we're focusing on millennials and folks that are traveling and expecting to be able to reach out anytime, any place, and have that type of communication.
I think we're also kind of getting spoiled with all the Amazon and the Uber and the Airbnb, all those experiences. Now credit unions kind of have to kind of emulate these experiences as well.
Absolutely. It's those disrupting technologies. They've taken legacy things like Amazon has done and Uber has done with taxis and digitized them in a way that people expect what they want, when they want it, right now.
Right now.
Trying to create that same type of experience for the credit union member.
What are a couple of takeaways that your audience can take back to their credit unions and use right away? A
couple big things that we're seeing credit unions really focus on right now. One, getting all of their technologies to play together, because really it's about creating that unified member experience. And so some credit unions are moving to different vendors so that they can try to get multiple products into one solution, and many others are just working with their existing vendors to tie the data together so that they have the ability to create these unified communications so that they have the ability to know what emails are going out, what text messages are going to a member, what offers are available to a member, so that from the branch to online to on my mobile device, I'm getting the same experience. That's one big area people are focusing on. Two is embracing technologies like text messaging, chat messaging, even video messaging now, and using those as not just secondary ways that members can reach out, but the initial way a member can reach out if they want to. Text enabling their primary phone number for the credit union, those types of things.
FaceTime
and all those types of technology. Absolutely. We need to be there for our members. And then the third is just getting really consistent about our messaging and the offers that we're providing to our members. Finding ways that we can understand what's going on with each of our members, the right message and the right timing, and being able to then execute on that very easily.
Exciting stuff, Jeff. Exciting. It's such a moving target because it's all moving so fast. I mean, who would have thunk, 5, 10 years ago that video would be such a huge... a huge thing, a huge communication device.
It's another
channel.
Excuse me.
That's okay.
Video is another one of those things that we always knew it was going to happen, but we didn't know when.
Right.
It's here, and it's time to jump in.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Great message to end on, Jeff. Thank you so much.
Great. Thank
Appreciate
you so
the
much.
Time as well, as always.
Take
keep
care.
Up the good work.
Thank you.
Well,